Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. Today's question comes from across the desert. So let's dig in.
Hello, Naked Scientists. Van in Nevada here. A friend is encouraging me to take a cancer screening test that scans for many different cancers. A review of one test says, while overall it picks up 90% of stage 4 cancers, it only detects an average of 17% of stage 1 cancers. Yet it is being touted as a test that can detect cancer early. Are these tests worthwhile? Thank you.
Thank you, Van. Cancer Research UK estimates that roughly 1 in 2 of us will develop some form of cancer in our lifetime. Survival rates are improving as we continue to develop better treatments, which are most effective when we catch cancers in their early stages. That's where screening tests come in. The more we deploy and the more effective they are, the more we can improve outcomes for cancer patients. But when it comes to screening tests, there are different kinds, each with their own strengths and weaknesses. As a rule of thumb, a general screening test might be less likely to pick up a cancer than a test specifically designed to catch that kind of malignancy. But does that mean they aren't worth taking? Here's Rebecca Fitzgerald, Professor of Cancer Prevention at the University of Cambridge.
Yes, I think that the development of blood tests that can screen for multiple cancers is a really exciting new field. The technology is advancing very rapidly, and so it's still relatively early days to be sure how accurate these tests will be, particularly for early stage disease. As you note, Van, the detection rate is generally low for early stage cancers, though there is some complexity. For example, there's some evidence that they may detect more aggressive cancers earlier than less aggressive ones, so that's a very good thing. But it's also important to be aware that some cancers may be easier to detect than others through DNA and proteins shed into the blood.
Interesting. So, could these tests carve out a role for themselves amongst our current screening initiatives?
Overall, I think we need more evidence from trials to understand which of these tests work best. There are lots of companies developing the tests, and they're really focused on how they might be used clinically. For example, should we use them to test individuals with no symptoms? And if so, at what age? How often should we test to maximise their clinical usefulness and avoid false negatives? How do they complement existing screening tests? And what happens if the test is positive and no cancer is found? What do we do then?
These are the questions health services will have to weigh up when deciding whether to add them to their toolkit, given that they can be pricey. But what about for an individual who might have the cash? Would you recommend taking a test like this?
Overall, my advice would be to take part in trials, as that's how we answer these questions and advance the field. However, based on the current evidence, I wouldn't recommend paying for a multi-cancer blood test for screening outside of a trial.
I hope that answers your question, Van. Let's see how these promising screening tools develop. We'll have another question of the week for you next time. We'll be answering this one.
Hello, this is Rick from Canada, home of the Canada Goose. With the fall season upon us, the geese are taking flight, getting ready to migrate. When flying in their V-shaped formation, they are almost constantly honking. I'm wondering just what the value of this honking might be. It obviously involves some expenditure of energy, but I don't see that they are in danger from predators or at great risk of losing the rest of the flock. Would you know why they do this?
And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.
Die KI-Teammitglieder von Asana können Echtzeitdaten abrufen, damit die Arbeit planmäßig läuft und die Teams intelligenter und schneller arbeiten. Asana, die führende Plattform für KI-gestütztes Workmanagement. Jetzt kostenlos testen auf asana.com.